You can't throw anything down the road here at Oshkosh and not run into something that has something to do with the iPad. It's been amazing what's been happening in help for pilots that seems to be focused around the iPad. And John Zimmerman, who's the vice president of Sporties, is here with us this hour. You know Sporties, right? Batavia, Ohio. And he's going to chat with us a little bit about some of the things that are coming up. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You got the day off today, and you're getting to be just an average Joe at Oshkosh.
Exactly. Get to enjoy the air show and the grounds just like everybody else out here. It's great.
Yeah. We were talking a little while ago about the iPad thing, and I know you guys, because I get your catalog and everything. It's iPad, iPad, iPad everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. We've I think been taken surprise, just like most people, how quickly it's been adopted. And as you and I were talking about earlier, it's amazing how broad the adoption has been. You know, oftentimes in aviation, we separate into little camps, and the home builders and the certified guys don't talk as much as they should, or right. The aerobatics guys or the turbine guys. And that just hasn't happened with the iPad. We're seeing people who are flying, captains on airliners are flying with iPads, and iPads are being installed in panels in some home builds. So it's just really cut across all of those different groups of pilots. And I think that's what's driven a lot of the energy and excitement around it, is that all pilots are using iPads. All types of pilots are using iPads. It's not a niche product.
Right. And it's the apps that are obviously that are the main attraction. And the iPad is the platform. I don't have an iPad, I'll admit, but I'm probably like 1,000 other people here this week. You got to realize, you almost have to have an iPad now to fly a plane, unless you want to burden yourself with more charts and have a nice cluttered cockpit. At least it seems that way to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the apps is where the magic is. I mean, no doubt the iPad is a wonderful platform. And if you were to design a device that would be perfect for pilots, you'd come pretty close to the iPad with a great screen, but it's small, but it has a great battery life, and it's easy to use. It really checks a lot of boxes. But that's just the enabling technology. That's what gets you started. The apps is really what makes this so exciting. And it's exciting because there are large companies like Garmin who are very involved in the app world, and then also small, scrappy startups who are out there putting out some really fantastic apps. So there's a variety that you don't get often in a smaller industry like aviation. There's a variety of apps out there for almost any use, and the iPad has really made them easy to get to, but also affordable. And one of the great things about these apps is many of them are either free or affordable. Even the ones that are a little bit more expensive have free trials. So
and that's my problem, is there are so many apps, I don't know where to start. Okay, I got an iPad, that's the easy part, but I don't know where to start. I don't know. I mean, I'm just a fly around VFR guy, has a sectional. What do you do with a guy like me?
Well, the first thing you do after you buy your iPad is block 5 hours that night, and you go home, right? And you start up the App Store and you start playing around. It is really a recreational browsing night activity that really the best way to experience it is just to get your hands dirty, get in there and try some apps. One of the great things, three of the premier apps that you hear most about, ForeFlight Mobile, Garmin Pilot, and WingX. Those are sort of the big three out there in terms of all-encompassing, full-featured apps that have charts and moving map and all those kind of things. The great thing about all three of those is that they're free to download and try for 30 days. So, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of this comes down to a Coke and Pepsi argument, right? Which one do you like? Yeah. They're similar but different. And so which one works for you? And so what we really tell people at Sporties is go get them all. Try them, and you decide which one you understand how to use, which one you like. We do think ease of use is probably the key. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if it has great features but you don't know how to use it, that's not going to be of great value for you. So go get them and try them and see which one fits you and the way you fly.
What do they go for? How much? I know what the iPad costs. I have no idea what the apps.
Sure. Most of the apps are anywhere from $50 to $150 to $200, depending on the features. But in general, $75 or $100 a year annual subscription will get you every chart in the U.S., instrument and VFR, no areas of coverage, which is really a phenomenal value. Yeah. I mean, that's probably...
I just went out and bought a paper chart last week, right? I needed a paper chart. I needed it last week. It expires next... expired yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I got a whole... let's face it, a lot of us fly with old charts, but I got legally $9 for a week's worth of legality, I guess.
And that's really the best thing about these iPad apps. It's not the most exciting, but I think one of the great safety features of it is that updates are a snap. You know, when the new charts come out, you tap a button, you walk away, you come back an hour later, all of your charts are updated. No more of those awful chart update processes where you sit down to go through that all. And because it's so easy, I know I fly with more current charts than I ever have before. Yeah. We all skip a cycle once in a while, even if we shouldn't. Yeah. With an iPad, there's really no excuse to do that. It's all built in. And so I know that's one of the unexpected pleasures I've gotten out of the iPad is knowing I always have current charts. Because if I can get an internet connection, I can have up-to-date charts.
Where is that point where the iPod and its app goes from kind of a nice sidekick to have in the cockpit to an integral part of a flight instrument? Is it traffic?
It might be. When the iPad first came out, it was charts, and yeah. charts was the big change, and that's still fantastic. Then we added GPS, so it sort of became a moving map product. In the last 6 months, we've added weather with a lot of the ADS-B weather products, and that's really taken it to a whole new level. Now we're talking about a multifunction display.
Yeah.
As traffic, I would call an emerging technology on the iPad, and as that really comes into view, I don't see it as an instrument so much as a panel instrument, but a multifunction display, a phenomenal multifunction display for sure.
Does it concern you that there's a proprietary system underneath all of this that's, you know, Apple Inc., as opposed to something that can be used on a number of different platforms?
That's certainly a factor and something to think about. I think the benefit, though, you get there is a very stable, robust platform. Yeah. And I know I've done some flying with Android products as well, which would be the other version, and they have a lot of pros. But the stability of the iPad, you know, you just can't have your charting app crash right when you need it. And so I think the benefit for pilots may be worth that trade-off.
You're getting to walk around today without having to work the booth today. What's turning you on that you're saying that you think this is what I got to have?
Well, you know, on a personal level, I've got a soft spot for the vintage area. So there's no better time to me. A newbie at Oshkosh says, what do I have to see? I always say, go spend half an hour down the vintage line. It's just no place on earth quite like walking among those Cubs and Stagger Wings.
John's a real pilot because he flew a helicopter in this year. That was pretty cool.
It was great. It's a way to get here.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
John Zimmerman, the Vice President of Sporties.